98.1 KZE. Today is the day that man landed on the moon, and we've been celebrating all morning with a couple of moon songs sprinkled in. And joining us in the studio to celebrate July 31st and rock the quarry at Opus 40 is Jack Petruzzelli, Sandy Bell, and Jeff Lipstein. Good morning, friends.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
I gotta take the reverb down while we talk, otherwise we sound like we're in a cave. But it's great to have you guys here. I'm so happy that we could be on the radio together. This is super cool. Sandy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Same to be in your company. And you have a new record coming out.
Eventually. Okay. We're working on it. Well, we don't have a date yet.
There's no pressure. Okay, I'm just saying that you do.
Because I was starting to feel some pressure.
All right, no pressure. But you have a new record coming out eventually.
Definitely.
Which means... Yeah. There's new music in the works.
Yes.
And that's always exciting. Is it enjoyable to create music for you?
It's my lifeblood. Like, it's vitality. Mm. Yeah.
So you need to do it.
I do.
It's vital.
It really is. Yeah.
How long have you been writing songs?
Wow. What a question. I think my first real song, I was about 4. And made up a song about turtles. And then the first time I wrote a song at the piano, I was about 13. And wrote a song about my sister's marriage breaking up, but her marriage was fine.
Wow.
And it didn't go over very well.
Wow. Did you not like the person she was dating?
No, I loved him. I just thought I thought she looked sad for some reason, but it was a lot of projection, I think, now that I look back. But they ended up staying married for 50 plus years, so it all worked out.
And is that the eternity of their marriage, I hope? Or that didn't end after 50 years?
Well, unfortunately, my sister passed, so that's what ended it. But they're still very much in love, I can feel that.
So they were married till the end.
Till the end, that's right. Till death do us part, as they say.
And now, that was a pretty inspiring imagination you had there of something in the future, but what are you writing about now?
Now, if there's not really one general theme, but I would say that I'm very inspired by nature and communing with it and communing with things that I can't necessarily see in the 3D life. Mm. So I do a lot of, I guess, what could be called, it sounds a little grandiose, but it's truthful for me to say, a channeled relationship with like a spiritual force that I write with. And that's fun, you know? Mm. It's a different way to do things. My brain seems to relax a little bit when I allow that to happen.
Well, that sounds really cool because a lot of people focus on real things that are super delicate to them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool to be in a different spiritual place than regular song writing.
Yeah.
And Jack, Rock the Quarry, July 31st. This is the second one. Last year was amazing. Thank you for having me host the event. I'm looking forward to hosting this year's Rock the Quarry. How'd you come up with the idea and what's going on this year?
You know, I'll say thank you again for hosting it because you made it so much easier for me last year when you volunteered to do it.
Thank you.
So that was great. And this came through the board over at Opus and Isabel over at the venue, the local in Saugerties, which is an amazing place. And I think Isabel saw me performing, bringing in a lot of different guests for shows that I was doing at the local.
Oh, cool.
So maybe she thought like I was a good point guy, you know, to sort of round up the troops. And Rock the Quarry is a little mini festival. It takes place in one night to celebrate the amazing talent that we have in the Hudson Valley. So it's always, since last year, it's been my pleasure to kind of just reach out to folks that I know and folks that I don't know to see if they're interested or if they're free to do this and take part in it. So myself, Cindy Cashdollar, Rich Pagano, Ben Zirwin, and Will Bryant are the house band. And we'll be doing some songs on our own. And then we have Sandy coming up with her band, Jay Collins with this Gravy Train, Story Littleton, Laura Stevenson, and Chogi Lama.
Wow.
Are all part of the evening's event. And for those that haven't been to Opus 40, it's definitely in my opinion, one of the seven wonders of the Hudson Valley. I don't know if I can name the other six, but the place is amazing. It really is.
It really is. Last year, as a special bonus, you had planted in the trees on the way in musicians playing at different locations. Yeah. Is that going to be part of the experience?
It's not going to be part. We tried to do it again this year, and it didn't work out. So I think Opus is going to do its own sort of pop-up thing like that. Because it was really great.
It was really cool.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned
and
that.
And at one time, there was a Spanish group.
Yep.
Jarocho.
I can't remember their name.
Yeah, me too. But that was incredible because they played acoustic by a van by the water fountain. Yeah. And everybody kind of migrated over to them in between acts. And the stage crew came and redid the stage. And meanwhile, they were playing like by the fountain. And it was super amazing and super energetic. Everybody had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, it's going to be another amazing event. We have some youthful performers.
Yeah, I really wanted to concentrate on that too this year. So bringing in Story Littleton, and then of course Jay Collins' son Lee, who's just incredible musician. So I'm always thinking that moving forward is like, well, what could be or what can we do this year that we didn't do last year?
Well, that's a good one. And Chogi, I've known since he was a little kid.
Really? Yeah.
And watching him grow up and then develop into an amazing guitar player is something that is phenomenal. And to see him play is going to be great. Is he playing on his own or with a
band?
He's
going to sit in with the house band.
How cool.
Yeah.
And he can shred.
Yep.
And play delicately as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a young talent. And I'm super psyched to see him there.
Yeah.
Now, you're holding a guitar. Jeff Lipstein has been sitting quietly because there's not a microphone near his mouth, but it's near a speaker under his hat, which is a very cool place for his hat, a speaker. And I think I would love to hear a song. Sandy, would you entertain us?
Would love to.
Excellent. So tell the folks what you're going to play.
We're going to play, this is a song off a prior album where I was writing about real life things, and it's called Mama Bird, inspired by a woman I saw on the subway in New York City who was taking care of her kids.
Sandy Bell with Jack Petruzzelli and Jeff Lipstein.
I got to tune this, sorry guys.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, it shows how much you care, Jack.
Yep.
Yeah, nothing but the best for everyone. Again, if you guys talk while there's reverb, it sounds awesome.
All this love
don't know what to make of. Another life she is saving, and all this hope, oh, we gotta help her stay afloat. Downtown I see a girl who's holding the weight of the world on her soft, strong back. And oceans of feelings come over me, and I watch her closer while the silence holds her as she combs their hair, singing there, 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 there. It's a dangerous night, oh, but it's gonna be
That was cool. Wow. Sandy Bell, 98.1 KZE, Jack Petrozelli and Jeff Lipstein all together are here. Rock the Quarry is happening at Opus 40, July 31st. Is there a rain date?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's August 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and make sure to bring some lawn chairs.
Is that a Monday or something?
That's a Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So,
And what should you bring to Rock the Quarry? What can we expect?
Well, good attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
There's food trucks there.
Okay.
Artists will be selling merch.
Love that.
Come a little early, or you don't have to come early. I think the doors are at like 5:30, and check out the installation.
Does the music start right at 5:30 or a little bit later?
6:30.
Okay. Music so you can come at 5:30 and park and then explore.
Definitely.
It is an amazing wonder of the Hudson Valley for sure. And Harvey Fites, amazing work. And he quarried the rocks. You could see where he started to stack them all the way to where he finished in the beautiful monument that is right in the middle of the whole park. And there's sculptures all over, and the music will be transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. Last year, Kendra McKinley had painted clothing. that she painted herself.
I got one of those jackets.
Did you? How cool.
Now, it now part of my stage outfits.
Cool, really?
Yeah, it's
what color paint?
It's got a little sort of reddish pink on it.
Oh, cool.
You know? It's a Liz Claiborne jacket, which I'm sure in its day cost a lot of money.
Wow, cool.
You know?
But it was a really cool concept, and the merchandise that she had for sale included hand-painted garments.
Yeah. I think Sandy, are you going to sell some of your artwork there?
I might be selling some paintings, yeah.
Cool. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
And it'll beautify the place as well, which already has a lot going for it. And Jeff Lipstein, who is here, who doesn't have a mic near him, and I told you about his hat on his speaker. He's played and plays with a whole bunch of musicians. He's a producer. He's somebody who supports and makes sure that other people's sound is right and perfect. And thank you, Jeff. Thanks for doing that. And Rock the Quarry is going to be an amazing event. Again, some of the other artists, you got Jeff Collins, Cindy Cash Dollar.
Yeah, we got Laura Stevenson and Story Littleton, Chuggy, Llama. The house band is myself, Cindy Cash Dollar, Ben Zirwin, Rich Pagano, Will Bryant. It's a whole evening of different kinds of music.
Do you think we'll hear a Beatles song?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to hear
just
a Beatles
check
song.
Jack moonlights in a lot of different bands, and one of them is the Fab Four.
Fab Four.
And I see you guys are playing all over the place. You guys are hitting the road.
We are. We just had a nice weekend. We played in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Like an outdoor amphitheater.
Yep. Looked home good. Of Jack Kerouac. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It looked like a really cool, you had a lot of room.
Yeah.
And the stage looked great.
It was
great.
It was a beautiful evening. The weather was good. It was really nice.
Cool.
And then Saturday we played in Northampton at the Academy of Music.
Cool.
And that was another good show. Yeah.
Are people coming out and loving it?
They are. You know, this is a new chapter for the band because Will Lee, who started the band with us all some 8 years ago, he's primarily living in the south of France these days. I mean,
really?
He's still working in the States. He's got a bunch of stuff going on. But with love, he said, guys, you know, that's it. I'm going to just got to do other things. I can't commit this far out. Mm. So we brought in this fellow named Jim Bojo, who's been an auxiliary and sub for the band for a number of years, who's an amazing singer, amazing musician. And moving forward, we're doing a lot more of the solo material from the 70s and 80s.
Mm.
And we're sort of taking liberties with the music in a way that we hadn't before.
Really?
You know, we're jumping around on different instruments, so there's a new energy there. And I'm so grateful to have like this next chapter that this band.
I saw the Fab Four, and it was at the Fab Four Magical Mystery Camp, and that was at the Full Moon Resort, and it was an amazing 4 days of music. I got to catch a couple of different shows, including the Fab Four, and he was great. Jim Bojo was great.
Yep.
It was really fantastic, cool. And he can sing. He has his own career as well, and writes songs and plays.
He's a great songwriter, very good songwriter. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a secret weapon, and to have you guys doing Junior's Farm, was pretty awesome. I thought. So
thank you.
Keep up the good work, Jack, and long live the Beatles.
Indeed.
And Sandy, we wish you nothing but the best, of course. And when the new album comes out, please get it to us. And we look forward to seeing you at Rock the Quarry at Opus 40 on July 31st, which is a Friday night. And it starts at what time, Jack?
The doors open at 5:30.
Okay.
And the music will start at 6:30.
Is there a website?
Yeah, there is. Go to opus40.org.
Okay. And how can folks get in touch with you, Jack?
Hey, you know, on Instagram, I guess, is the best way.
All right. And Sandy?
Same. Or my website, sandybell.com. Sandy Bell on Instagram.
Okay. And Jeff Lipstein. Jeff Lipstein on Instagram as well. Find us all on Instagram. We'll be there hanging out and taking pictures and passing them around. And I'll put up some pictures at rick.wkze and show you what's going on here in the studio so you can get a look at what you're listening to. And the velour outfits that you guys have on are just smashing. I don't know how you got all the same color. That crushed blue is just incredible. Would you please entertain us with another one?
Love to.
What do you got in mind?
We're thinking Lou Reed from the Berlin album, very dark album, but a beautiful song for a tragic figure, but a hero in her own way. Caroline says two.
Sandy Bell, Jeff Lipstein, and Jack Petruzzelli. Don't miss Rock the Quarry July 31st at Opus 40, opus40.org for more info. Wow. 98.1 KZE live in the studio with Sandy Bell, Jack Petrozelli, and Jeff Lipstein. A beautiful version of Caroline Says. Lou Reed did that on the Berlin album. Why did you pick that one, Sandy?
There's something about her that I just resonated with, the character. I could feel her, and it felt like she was existing for about a million other silent women. And the way he sang it, I just felt her tragedy and felt like I just wanted to give her female voice.
Beautiful, beautiful version of a great tune. And Jeff, what do you got coming up? Anything good?
Well, you know, Sandy and I are both opening up for the Mercury Rev for 6 shows in Spain.
Okay, Jeff said that he and Sandy are opening up for Mercury Rev for 6 shows in Spain.
In October.
The winners of the World Cup. I'm sure it'll still be electrifying.
It's pretty hot there now. I thought, I'm kind of glad that it'll die down a little bit before we go. It might be too intense.
Yeah. And Jack, where's the Fab Four going to be? What do you have coming up before the 31st?
Oh, nothing before the 31st. Actually, we just finished our shows for the summer, and our next shows are going to be in the fall, like October 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, so you get to spend time with the family, do a little gardening and hang out, kick your feet up.
All the above. Pick weed.
Fantastic. Well, family life for you, and thanks so much, all three of you, for being here with us. We're looking forward to Rock the Quarry on July 31st at Opus 40. I will be emceeing it with these musicians and a whole bunch more. It's going to be a show you don't want to miss. An amazing once-in-a-lifetime experience, and everyone on that stage and off the stage with everyone who comes are equally, well, as one. It's such a cool event. And is our friend who did the projections coming?
I'm not certain yet. I think they haven't decided. I hope so, because she was great last
year. Yeah, that was so cool. And when Gail Ann Dorsey played Space Oddity.
There was
an astronaut floating on the barn. So I'll put out a call on the bat signal to her to come and join us. It'll be fun. Thanks so much for coming and being here.
Thanks, we're
going to move forward here on the Up and Running Morning Show. I have to catch up on some commercials. It's a pleasure to have live music here in the station.
Thanks, Rick.
And bringing it to the world at 98.1, 105.9, and WKZE.com. I'm Rick, and Jack and Sandy and Jeff are here. Don't miss them playing live, and we thank you for listening. It's KZE.
From front porch dreams to